Teens accused in fatal hit and run of retired police chief laugh, flip off victim's family in court. By Olivia Rondo on October 25, 2023. The two Las Vegas teens accused of fatally mowing down retired police chief Andreas Probst while allegedly on a joyride in a stolen car were seen laughing, smiling, and even flipping off the victim's family in court Tuesday. Jesus Ayala, 18, and Shamir Keys, 16, were in Nevada's Clark County Court on Tuesday, about 2 months after a video of the two, seemingly recorded by themselves, swerving into Probst while he biked on the side of the road went viral. Ready? Ayala, who was 17 at the time, can be heard asking in the video as he drove down a Las Vegas road. Yeah, hit his ass, says Keys, recording in the passenger seat. The disturbing footage then shows the car brutally running over Probst, 64, who never saw it coming. As USA Today reported, the pair are also accused of striking another bicyclist in a car during their ride in four different stolen vehicles that day. They were both charged with murder and are being tried as adults. During their latest hearing, Ayala and Keys could be seen covering the right side of their faces in front of cameras in order to conceal their smiles and laughs. The family of the former police chief said the teens really had no remorse, the New York Post reported. How can you sit there after taking a man's life, and act like such an entitled P.K.? Taylor Probst, Andreas' 27-year-old daughter, said outside of the courthouse. They really had no remorse, that this is just a game to them. They were just trying to mad dog us and intimidate us, which didn't work, she added. Crystal Probst, the wife of Andreas, wore her late husband's damaged Apple Watch to court and appeared to be unfazed by the teen's intimidation tactics. It just makes him look bad, she told the Las Vegas Review-Journal, claiming Ayala showed her his middle finger. In body cam footage from Ayala's initial arrest in September, he can be heard saying, "I'll be out in 30 days. I'll bet you an arguing that a hit and run would just get him a slap on the wrist." The footage, released Monday, showed the accused murderer asking the arresting officer if the crash was really that serious. "Is it really that serious, like for real, over supposedly me crashing a car?" Ayala could be heard asking. "You think I'm gonna come out on the news?" he later asked the officer. "It won't be for anything good, it won't make your mama proud," the cop replied. The Post also reported that Ayala and Keys, with their hands cuffed to a belly chain, turned to the gallery and smirked at the Probst family as they left the courtroom. Ayala's mother also made Breitbart News headlines when she made statements to the media saying, "I don't know why he did this. I don't know if God can forgive this." Keys' mother, on the other hand, said, "My son's side of the story will be told. The truth, not the inaccuracies the media will try to portray." Taylor Probst blamed the families of Ayala and Keys for failing the out-of-control teens. "A multitude of different people failed, but I think ultimately the parents on all ends. They're the ones that failed," she told reporters.